Test 1, Part 1, Listening Comprehension, Task 2.
I don't think you're right, John. Tim is just passing through some phase. We have to give him the chance to explain to us what has happened before we tell him he's grounded for the rest of the month.
No, Tina. You're always protecting him. I think he should be punished for being so loud-mouthed. Besides, it's time he learned that promises have to be kept. He did promise that he would do his best not to be late for classes again. Breaking your word is not something I'm going to put up with any longer.
But, John, what if he had a very good reason for being late this time?
Like what? Rescuing Mrs. Pitt's cat from the pine tree in her yard? Or another road accident on his way to school? Or suddenly falling asleep over his boring lesson just before starting for classes? No, I definitely disagree with you.
John, you've got a point. But don't you think we should try to be fair and let him tell us all about it before we tell him he's not allowed to hang out after school for 3 weeks? I know he's got a history of telling tall tales, but just suppose that this time it was something very unexpected, totally out of his control. I'd feel really bad about punishing anyone, let alone my own son, without being absolutely sure he deserves it.
Rules are rules, dear. And here we're talking about breaking two of our house rules, being polite and being a good student. It's time Tim learned not to snap at us and bang his room door shut anytime we ask him about school. And punctuality is an important quality. But, yes, I guess it will be better if we try to talk to him again. Only, don't expect me not to ground him if I hear another whopper. Promise me you'll support me this time.